النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was one of the pure fountainheads of knowledge and wisdom. He was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. And Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam himself was the 10th divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. The ulama and the religious scholars and the fuqaha, the Islamic jurisprudence of the Shia, asked Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam about the different branches of knowledge while he was yet a very young child. And despite his young age, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered all of these great religious scholars and these great religious jurisprudents with the answers of an expert. It was these very answers of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam which made the Shia scholars and Shia jurisprudents and the other leaders of the Shia to believe in the imama of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thoughts, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, his select, his party, the case of his knowledge, his argument, his path, his light, his proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back to your listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of the 10th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam had very beautiful conversations throughout his life. Of course, these conversations included various different topics and subjects. Subjects including the different sciences of the world, as well as the Islamic sciences, which including the interpretations and the tafasir, the exegesis of the Holy Quran, as well as the correct interpretation and explanation of the traditions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, as well as the other divinely appointed imams from the household of the Prophet of Allah, the infallible and immaculate imams alayhim as-salam. And so in one instance, we find that Ahmad bin Ishaq, he had a conversation with Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. The central theme of this conversation was whether or not an individual can see the Almighty Allah or not. Now, of course, because of the passage of time and because the Abbasid caliphs had a tendency to pick and choose the different theological schools and jurisprudential schools of thought that they thought were to their own self-interest and benefits, well, it is those schools of thoughts which would be put forth for the masses. Now, one of the things and one of the doubts which was going around because of these theological schools of thought was this idea of being able to see the Almighty Allah. Now, what is even more interesting to note is that this idea of seeing the Almighty Allah and a lot of the theological schools of thought are based upon the Holy Quran. And so people who don't fully understand the depth of the Holy Quran, they end up making mistakes, and that is why it is so important to have this second part of the Thaqalain, the Ahlul Bayt of the Messenger of Allah, in order to be able to fully understand the different aspects of the Quran which are mutashabih, which are not as clear as the other aspects. So Ahmad bin Ishaq, he asks Imam Hadi alayhi salam whether or not it is possible to see the Almighty Allah. And Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he replies that seeing is not possible if there's no air between the seer and the seen thing through which sight goes through. So first off here, even though it's quite complicated, but we're going to try to make it simple, there is no air per se between us and Allah. So first and foremost, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have a body for that body and our body to have something in between it, which is air. So first and foremost, there is no air between us and the Almighty Allah through which sight goes through. And there is no air and no light between the seer and the seen thing, and thus there will be no sight. So again, light being a material thing which is in between two material things, and this is where sight comes about, through the air and through light. And both of these things are not applicable to the Almighty Allah. And so Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam finally says that the reason that people believe that Almighty Allah can be seen is because they ascribe attributes of human beings to the Almighty Allah, and this is where their downfall is, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all of these physical attributes that are a part of humankind. And so, of course, in conclusion, we find that that one cannot see the Almighty Allah, for it is Allah who has created everything that is able to be seen, and Allah has created the sight, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above these physical realities. He is the supreme being. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi, alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.